great-grandpa was not an amoeba. He did not crawl out of the lake. Great-grandpa was not an amoeba. I'm sorry, there's been some mistake, that's it. Well, I was just sitting there breathing the summer air, watching the bugs go by. Red ones and green ones and nice ones and mean ones and crawling ones, ones that can fly. Big, bright, colored, pretty and plain itty-bitty one looked like a twig from a tree. And then a big one with bright yellow stripes and a thousand legs crawled up and said to me, great-grandpa was not an amoeba. He did not crawl out of the lake. Great-grandpa was not an amoeba. I'm sorry, there's been some mistake. Now I've often wondered, I've many times pondered the grand scope of infinity. From the twinkling of the night sky to the blinking of the firefly, and how this all came to be. Then one day some years ago when I was bored, I turned on the old TV, and on there was old Carl Sagan, and he said no creator, and explained evolution to me. He said that billions of years ago there was this stuff that by accident turned into life. First it was just plants, then by random chance it turned into animal life. The first ones were simple amoebas, but that changed as the years made their way. They grew arms and legs and hands, hearts and brains, which brings us to where we are today. Right here at the BAM picnic at Advent Church with nearly everybody singing, great-grandpa was not an amoeba. He did not crawl out of the lake. Great-grandpa was not an amoeba. I'm sorry, there's been some mistake. Now I appreciate science as much as the next guy. The findings I strongly applaud. But I cannot consider this glorious creation and not give the credit to God. And Carl, I hope that you're up there. By the way, I really did like your show. All except for that one part where you said there was no creator. Because I believe God created this cosmos, and that he loves us more than we can know. And it is in that spirit that I sing one last time. Great-grandpa was not an amoeba. He did not crawl out of the lake. Great-grandpa was not an amoeba. I'm sorry, there's been some mistake.